And as fires burn across California and other parts of the West, people are turning to Twitter to share photos, updates, and family details. Now, a few researchers at the U.S. Forest Service have pulled these details, including some of the hashtags users are including, into a new project. Using hashtags like wildfire and smoke and the top 15 most severe fires in California, the researchers pulled together a surprisingly accurate picture of the fires and the area. U.S. Forest Service researcher Sonia Sachdeva spoke with the show's Marcus Charleston about what they were able to glean from all these tweets.
Yeah, so first of all, we found a pretty robust prediction from the number of tweets about wildfire and smoke and the actual air quality impacts as measured by PM 2.5 levels. But in addition to all that, we were looking at the actual content of what users were posting in their tweets. So, you know, what is the actual text that people are talking about, and what are the conversations that are taking place on Twitter? And we found that, you know, contrary to this narrative of people panicking or expressing a lot of fear when these wildfires are coming, we found a lot of helping behavior on Twitter. So people offering help, you know, I have extra place for you to store your pets or your horses. Please contact me if you need housing, things of that nature, or here are some relief efforts that are taking place in your community. And so that was really, really heartwarming to see. In addition, and kind of similar to that, we also found people expressing a lot of gratitude for the firefighting efforts in their areas, and people praying that others and friends and family and that in the areas that are affected by wildfires, that they would remain safe that these tragedies would be over soon.
Going forward, how will this information be used?
Well, the Forest Service is actually in the process of developing an app, which we hope will be used fairly real time by local managers and residents who are affected by these fires, in order to be able to get a timely sense of how air quality is being impacted, and also drawing on some of that semantic content that I just mentioned, to be able to get a sense of where help can be found. If people need help or more information, they could hopefully use this app as a central repository of information that's very hyperlocal.
That was U.S. Forest Service researcher Sonia Sachdeva speaking with the show's Marcus Charleston about using Twitter hashtags to paint a real-time picture of the air quality, services, and other details surrounding fires threatening life and property.